I'm Rocky.
As well.
Damn it, Andy.
This is Hank Hill. Andy is producing Hank Hill's podcast.
Dang it, Andy.
Damn it, Andy.
Damn it, Andy.
I'm definitely the Bobby of this show.
I'm the Boomhauer.
I'm Peggy. Yeah. Today, I am for the first time using my little cable for my Zoom recorder. I've used batteries this whole time. Probably went through, maybe $300-$400
of batteries?
Worth of batteries. But I didn't know that there was a different way.
Are you plugging it into your computer to record, or are you just plugging it in for power into your computer?
Just for power. And now I realize that I actually, my headphones are not plugged in, so let me do that.
Damn it, Andy. You didn't tell me I had to plug the headphones into the computer.
Now that I think about it, Sean is the Boomhauer, because Sean does the Vanilla Ice.
Your feeling is that noise makes me the Boomhauer? I mean, it'd be an honor to be the Boomhauer. And I wasn't going to argue you being it at all. I guess I'd be Dale, huh?
I'm honestly John Redcorn.
Do we have a song we can play for the beginning?
Yeah.
I thought maybe we'd do a headline segment with one of my famous games first this time. We do a little different this time.
Oh, okay. Well, you had a concept for the episode that you had pitched us as well, Hayes.
The King of the Hill thing?
No.
We kind of got all the mileage out of that. I think we could...
I believe Hayes told us that he was going to be coming up with some fictional fights for us to...
I did. So,
oh, that's right. You're right. Yes.
Okay. There was a major fight this week. We have to talk about that. It's the biggest basketball news. And
maybe ever.
Yeah. And we have some more fights to talk about. But first, we do a song.
Hang on, fellas. I'm not done with this King of the Hill thing yet. I'm in my head.
And also, I heard Andy being like, "Oh, I think that's done." It's like, first of all, you don't know.
Yeah, Andy, don't end it yet, because I'm John Redcorn,
right?
And I'm beating Nancy Dooney's down.
So
beating Dooney's down.
So
and Dale don't know it.
Yeah, I guess I'm Dale. I'm a cuck. So who's Hayes?
I'm Peggy, Hayes, I said.
Yeah, Hayes is Peggy. Because
Hayes was a size 15 shoe.
Well, and Hayes is so good at Boggle as well.
Mm-hmm. That's two true things. I have a couple big old clodhoppers.
Boggle champion.
And I'm so good at Boggle.
And he was really upset when he found out that the name of the town originally was Harlot Town. Andy, you're Chuck Mangione.
Let me make sure I know who that is.
You better know who Chuck Mangione is. King?
It's you.
It's me.
I'll tell you who it is. It's you.
Then you're going to want to know.
An American player. Okay. That sounds about right.
American player.
Wow. I get to be Boomhauer.
And then who's Hank, like the Doughboys or something?
In this universe?
In this universe, Hank is Hank Hill, and he's producing. He has a new podcast that you, Andy, are producing.
Oh, okay.
And you're also Chuck Mangione.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
No, that's good. I like it.
Lurleen?
What's a cool... We got an Eastman and Steve just sitting here.
Let's bring back Eastman and Steve.
Okay.
It's been long enough time.
They get another bite of the apple.
So this is their tribute to Big Face Coffee.
Big Face Coffee. Jimmy right. Butler's coffee shop where he charged, I think, $23 for,
for
normal coffee drink.
Okay, let's check it out.
Thank you.
sounds like it's from Cyberpunk 2077.
If you're all out of energy and you're feeling beat, if back-to-back playoff victories left you feeling weak, get some cash, grab a mug, and come on down. We will fix you a cup. Just get some cash, grab a mug, and come on down. We can make you a cappuccino with milk that's steamed. Oat milk for vegans instead of cream. We'll fix you a cup. Just get some cash, grab a mug, and come on down.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I have theories, okay,
yes,
about how this was put together. The beat is like astonishing. It's a deconstruction of this like classic song. I do have a feeling this was something Eastman had lying around. Okay? I don't think this is new product. I don't see.
This
was
just an old beat he had laying around, you think?
And I can't, because I cannot figure out how you get from anything related to like Big Face Coffee or like any of that to like, let's do it like Billie Jean. There isn't like the phrase out of which the rest of the song was born. It feels like it was shoehorned into an existing beat, which I thought was fantastic.
Eastman has, so Eastman keeps a dirty desk, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and Eastman will put like, he'll like pick up a cigarette butt, put it in his mouth, try to light it, but the lighter doesn't work, but it'll just suck on the dry butt.
Mm-hmm.
And he will like fiddle around for like a floppy disk, like, oh shit. I mean, he's like lifting up paperwork and mail and bills that he hasn't paid and stuff.
Dirty desk.
Shit, god damn it.
Dirty Didesca.
And he finally found like this floppy disk that just said like MJX on it. Mm-hmm. And he put it into his computadora. And that's what he came out. He's like, yeah, I bet you you're right.
Yeah. Here you go, Steve. I did the beat this week. old ass floppy disk.
So, Hayes, you've reminded me when you accused him of having this beat just laying around, you reminded me of a gripe that I had for a long time about a lyric in the song Brand New by Rhymefest.
Mm.
So the chorus is like, I don't like it unless it's brand new.
Sure.
He's a Chicago rapper. Kanye has done the beat for him.
Mm.
And then he says in the song, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact lyrics, but he says basically like, that it wasn't even a big deal to get this beat because it was just an old beat he had laying around of Kanye. Wow. Like Kanye gave it to him. It was just an old beat he had laying around. In a song where the entire premise of the song is that he does not like anything that is not brand new. Yeah.
Wicked. Wicked meanness.
But see,
this always bothered me.
Think about what Kanye said. Listen, man, and I relate to this. They say your attitude determines your latitude. I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker. But still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't because you love what I make. Now, ain't that about a bitch? I'ma talk shit until I'm out of hits. Oh, they don't want to turn their speakers up. They claim I'm not deep enough. All that shit talk I feed off of. Keep it up. I'm relaxing. My feet is up. Now, here's a basketball reference. I'm leaving y'all haters like when Shaq left the Lakers just to heat it up.
And
think
that's
about
what,
that.
And that's what he said when he defeated Kyle Mooney.
Okay, so here's the actual lyric. So he says, me and Ye go back like crew cuts. He hooked me up as long as I don't ask for too much. But even he no fest is laying it down, because this is just an old beat he had laying around. Then it goes straight from that line into the chorus. I don't like it unless it's brand new. You might see me in my brand new whip with my brand new bitch, pumping my brand new shit.
Shh, shh.
You don't like it, get off my brand new dick. I don't know. Feels like we could have beat laying around. Feels like it shouldn't have been in this song. It shouldn't have been an old BDS laying around.
Right.
And it's a look, you know, the ship has sailed to a certain extent. No one else seems to remember the song.
I don't remember it.
Maybe the album at all. You know, I think it was.
I just rapped a whole verse from it. I remember the song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is the whole verse from that song. But what I'm saying is, do you not have a problem with that issue that I brought up?
No.
I'm thinking about just like having a brand new dick.
Whoa.
You don't like it? Get off my brand new dick. I just got this dick in the mail, and I just put it on.
Took the other one off. You go to the shop, and the shop is like, you know what? If we just like replaced some of the parts... Honestly, that would cost more than the value of the dick.
Yeah, I guess
at this point,
I guess I should get off his brand new dick. I mean, at this point, the dick would be 14 years old, but
mm-hmm.
I think it still applies. I think he's saying the brand new shit that he likes doesn't beats can be old. I feel like that's the whole.
We learned that from Eastman.
It doesn't apply to beats. It applies to whip.
His whip.
His bitch.
His bitch, his brand new shit.
His brand new shit. And if you don't like it, get off his brand new dick.
Yep. And that's what I got to do.
And so what I want to
hear And here
from-
I am on his brand new dick. And here, you know, and now I'm embarrassed. I'm supposed to be doing a podcast about basketball. And I'm on this man's brand new dick. Over an old beat that Kanye had laying around. Carl rapped the whole verse of Kanye's from the song,
and
I'm hung up on this one moment.
Mm-hmm.
You complained that no one remembered the song.
Well,
shortly after that.
Shortly after I rapped the whole thing.
Well,
and that is why
I guess,
I'm still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't, because you love what I make. Now, ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah, and I guess you'll talk your shit until you're out of hits.
I ain't ran out of hits yet.
I know. No.
What do you think when he said that he had so much head he woke up in Sleepy Hollow? What do you think that... What do you think about that?
That's a bar. That's a bar and grill.
So I want to hear from Eastman and Steve exactly how this... came together with...
You don't think the lyrics fit the song. You think this they had
I
the
just like, you know, it would be... I was waiting for like, oh, that's the lyric that they were like, oh, this has to be a Billie Jean parody. Do you know what
Coffee
I mean?
Coffee Beans.
Coffee Beans and Billie... Yeah, I guess. Maybe. Coffee Beans from Jimmy, but like Billie Jean's and Coffee Beans.
Billie
it's possible.
Jean is not my... Yeah.
It's coffee possible. Beans, he doesn't sell coffee beans, really. Maybe he does.
I think he does now. I think he's launched that business. Maybe it's not the beans, but.
And also, I like, I want to hear Steve, I want to hear him spit.
That is, I think, and I love these guys. I love the music they make. The first couple where he rapped about the kind of gummy bears that Carl likes,
mm-hmm.
where they did like Net Go Swishy. Like that rapping was so good. And I'm mm-hmm. happy that Eastman's here to sort of create some of these beats. And honestly, this was a good vocal performance. Like it better than some in the past, more dynamic, you know, hitting the notes, but I would like to hear my man rap. I want him to spit. I mean, maybe he would spit a lyric that would be so good, it would make me forget about the issue that I had with the Rhyme Fest thing. Mm-hmm. And I was looking up the lyrics when Carl was rapping that Kanye verse, finding it on my phone to find the actual thing.
As Carl was saying, just was reciting the lyrics.
Carl was reciting them, and I was going like, let me find the actual lines, and I'm Googling it. And he's talking, and I'm going, oh, good, Carl's talking about something I don't have to. I don't have to do anything. I can just look this up freely because he's like off on something crazy. But what it was is he was doing what I was looking for.
Eddie, get rid of the big screen. I don't want to see your screen anymore.
Okay. Bye.
We got to talk about, it was a big fight. I actually don't know really anything about, like, was this on TV? Was this like pay-per-view?
It was on Triller.
What?
I don't know. I watched it at Iffy's
Triller.
House.
It was obviously a Triller.
This is and that's TV?
Do you not have Triller?
I don't know. What is it?
It was paid. It's TV? You had to pay for it.
Because
okay, so it is pay-per-view.
I watched it on my TV. Because this is Triller. Watch the fight.
It's an app as well, maybe?
Remember before TikTok, it was called Triller?
It was?
I don't know what I'm talking
about. It was called music.ally. Music.ally.
Wasn't there a Triller one that they used to do lip syncs on too? Andy, bring your big screen back up. Why'd you take it away?
No, don't bring it up, Andy. It's going to mess up my sound. But you can look up if there was something called Triller. But it was definitely called music.ally.
I am looking at the Triller website, and it definitely looks like TikTok. Like, it looks like it's the same sort of thing.
So it is the same one, even?
Before TikTok, it used to say Triller at the bottom.
But Triller on TV is different.
I think it's the same thing.
What the heck?
TikTok was previously musical.ly.
All these TV channels now, and there's music scene. There's all these music scenes.
Have you seen this? Have you seen these channels?
Have you seen these music scenes?
The music. I'm at the music barbershop. Scene. Music scene. Have you seen these?
Okay. And so I didn't watch. Carl, you watched it.
I watched it. I watched the whole night. Yeah.
I didn't see. You know, I saw like screenshots and I saw like the posts afterwards, but I didn't see like the actual. So
I watched the Jake Paul Nate Robinson fight. They had the full fight up on YouTube immediately afterwards, and I saw so many people tweeting about it. I was like, I guess I have to watch this. And I did.
It was tight.
Nate Robinson used to play for the
everyone.
Knicks,
he played for the Bulls, Celtics, he played for the
played
Nuggets,
for everyone.
How many teams was he on? 8?
Something like that.
He played
that.
For the Bulls, the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Knicks. Clippers. Did he play? Oh, Golden State.
Yeah.
So
wow.
That's 6.
That's he played so on a few. Much. That's so much. Imagine how many friends he could make.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. When he's in the Uncle Drew movie. So. Lest we forget.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great in that. Honestly.
He did a very good job.
Masterful.
They used him well, and he delivered.
Boy. I thought it was an actual dunking old guy.
I mean, come on.
No, I got up and left the theater because I said he's going to hurt himself. This man's too old. And I called in like some of the theater employees and said, are you guys seeing this? I'm watching a fucking snuff film in there.
Hey, guys.
This man's too old to dunk like that.
Guys, I know there's probably nothing you can do about this.
I didn't take that approach at all. I said, reach inside the screen and grab this man's shoulders to hold him down from jumping and dunking so high. Because he's really, you know, it's just science. Like, your bones become more brittle as you age. I can attest to this.
And he was most famous when he was in the NBA for that he could dunk even though he was a little baby. He's like this like tiny little baby that can jump so high that he could dunk. And he won 3 dunk contests by just kind of barely getting the ball in. After like double-digit tries every time. So he's like boxing. He's like 36 now, probably.
Yeah, somewhere in there. 36, mm-hmm. 37, somewhere in there.
He's 36.
And he's boxing Jake Paul, who is like he's the YouTube guy. He's a big star, and he's strong, but he's not even as strong as the other is. Is the other one who
as Logan
who pointed at the dead body that time?
Who went to that forest?
Oh, in the death forest of Japan.
Yeah, and he's doing some clowning around a little bit with the dead body.
You know, first of all, we have to give Nate his flowers. Let's give Nate his flowers. Nate Robinson is an extreme athlete.
Yes, indeed. Athlete.
He is. I watched his. He has a web series on YouTube called State of Nate. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. For a 5'9" man to do the things that he does, we got to give him his flowers. He had a long NBA career as a 5'9" person.
Yep.
He was a threat in the NBA as a 5'9" person. You had to guard
he
him.
He swung some playoff games for Chicago. I remember he just like heated up. Like he went off.
Like he could jump out the gym if the roof of the gym were where the rim is.
Just right around the rim or maybe a little bit lower.
He is an extreme athlete, but when he got in that ring, It was a mess.
And, well, you can't. This is why they say you can't play boxing. Play basketball if you want.
Huh?
Might be able to play a little football.
That's interesting.
You can't play boxing. Mm-hmm. You don't just walk on into the ring and do it. And
instead,
he trained for what? 6 months?
If that. But Jake Paul has been training for a couple years.
Years, years.
What do they say instead of that? You don't play boxing. You do boxing?
You might well, yeah. You have to actually do it.
Okay.
You have to actually do it.
Nate, from the beginning of the fight, you could tell that. You could tell Nate was like fighting and Jake Paul was boxing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like, Nate was trying to, like, what we call in my neck of the woods, catch a fade. And you can't do that when somebody's got skill. He kept lunging at him. He kept falling by himself. Like, he wasn't even getting... Like, he got decked in the back of the head at one point because he, like, lunged at him wide open.
He swung himself off balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well and they were calling him out, too. Like, the announcers are going, you know, if you're boxing against a trained fighter, you can't do the same thing over and over again. Where, like, they would kind of separate and then he would do, like, the same, like, three punch combination every single time. So it was like, well, at some point they're gonna go, are you really doing this every time? Because then I could just time it and punch you.
It sounds like his strategy was my strategy would be in that situation, and I would be successful doing this, which is I would just go crazy.
You would go so crazy. You've talked about this a lot.
We've talked about this. I'm not scared to advertise it. If I do end up in this situation, people will know what to expect, and it won't matter. I will go so crazy, and I'll just be like swinging around, just like so, in like such a like,
berserker
like going so
mode.
Fast. Yeah, berserker mode. Exactly.
You could be way tougher than me, way stronger. You could be a better trained fighter. You could be more prepared. You're not crazier than I am. And I go so crazy that it's honestly not even a fair fight.
Especially if I get hit a little bit, I will get so pissed.
Once I taste my own blood, if I'm still conscious, I go. And you know, we've talked on our other show. We would call it tazzing out, but I do go Tasmanian devil, and I will be spinning, kicking, spitting, biting, flailing around. And throwing, if there's something on the ground, if there's like a, like I see right here, there's like a water bowl for my cats, that's coming at
anything
you.
Anything you see, you will throw.
You got the cat right behind you, you throw the cat. Uh-huh.
The cat's coming your way.
Are both cats gently, right there?
There's two, and there's a third one right over here.
Oh, man.
The cats are back. We're back in the cat house, and Cat Daddy is here.
Yeah, Sean's home.
Happy to be out of Boston. All those lousy fans. I'm closer. Well, I'm further from Philly, but I feel closer to my Philly roots here.
Carl, I thought catching a fade was when you get punched.
No, it's a fight.
Catching a fade is a fight?
Yeah.
So when you say to someone you're they're trying to catch a fade, what are you?
Catch my fade. That means let's fight.
So you catch my fade.
I don't have time to explain this shit to you.
You don't?
No.
We all know and have always known what it means. Everybody else is watching you fuck around.
Do your research. Now I'm getting woke. Do your research. Do your research, okay?
Tell you what.
That was emotional labor. I was having Carl do emotional
labor. That was emotional labor. Trying to explain to you, Hayes, what catch a fade is.
Come on. Get on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Do better.
You can log on to the SEIU website.
Oh, Hayes, do better, please. SEIU. You're better than this.
What is the SEIU?
Service Employees International Union. It's there. It's right there. It's not like at the top, but it is.
I'm at the ACL.
There's a glossary.
It's available to you, though. But both are available to you, Hayes. You know, it's just a couple clicks away. Instead of loading even more onto Carl's shoulders.
Enough. I am tired.
Stephen A. Stephen A. said, Jake Paul retweeted this. Stephen A. said, "Damn, so sad to see my man Nate Robinson get knocked out, all caps, by Jake Paul like that. He never recovered from the first knockdown, but to see him fall face first, all caps, damn, y'all, damn."
Jake Paul immediately challenged Conor McGregor to a fight afterwards.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't seem right. Having watched him fight Nate Robinson and win, I didn't get the sense that he would beat Conor McGregor.
Who am I going to root for in that fight?
Wow. That's the most interesting part of it, huh? What side would you take?
How long was it between the two knockouts?
It was quick. They did not get through. Did they get through three rounds?
No, second round.
Second round. And the punch count was like 8 to 10.
Wow.
And like punches landed. Mm-hmm. And Nate actually landed more punches.
Hmm.
Did you see the Gilbert Arenas and Swaggy P exchange?
I saw, what did Swaggy P say? It was something funny. Go ahead.
No Chill Gill says, "Nate Robinson, you went out there, you got knocked out, and became an and insist meme." He means an instant meme.
Okay.
"Now get back in the lab. That ass whooping was no different than the first time you had to guard Official AI 3, Starberry Marberry, I Am Baron Davis, hashtag me. We beat that ass, and that didn't stop you from putting on that jersey. 100. Great ass whooping by someone is what makes a champion. Lick your wounds. Watch what you did wrong. Watch what you did right. Adjust. Study, because it's never where you start. It's where you finish. 100. You said you were doing this for all the hoopers. Then you should know a real hooper bounce back game is litty. Mr. Free Throws to win the game. Everyone laughs. Then hit they asses with the 51-61 like Damian Lillard. 100-100. Yelling, Jake Paul, run that shit back. Hashtag Nate had to get that first nut out the way. Too excited. Hashtag hold that. We'll be ready for round 2. Hashtag respect the process. Hashtag team Nate."
Twitter let him do that as one tweet.
Yeah.
Swaggy P says, Gil, after Bron tapped your chest and made you miss them two free throws, we've been waiting for you to bounce back. Lord,
oh, no.
Damn mercy. He got that ass. It's my boy.
And he also said that, like, that wasn't representative of the Nate Robinson doesn't represent the NBA. Like, Nick Young said something that, like, that doesn't represent us. And so Nate Robinson, I guess Gilbert Arenas says that he has to go back and do another fight.
Yeah.
Versus Jake Paul. And we want to talk about other fights. NBA, former NBA players against people who got famous primarily on the internet. That's what we want to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Boxing. These are all boxing matches.
Okay.
And like, you know, like legit boxing like rules. None of this like Mills Lane refereeing stuff where it's like it actually gets like very sick and violent.
Let's get it on.
First one. Larry Bird versus Psy.
Psy. I'm taking Psy.
That fast?
Taking Psy. Where's whoop him gang'em style. Whoop him gang'em style. Mm-hmm.
Larry Bird is, you know, he's probably 63 now. He's 63. He's 6'9", 220. He's a lot bigger than Psy. If, like, he'd be, like, the biggest guy you ever saw.
Yeah. So Larry Bird, his back doesn't work, right?
He has really serious back problems.
Yes. He wears like a brace all the time, and it's painful for him to even stand or walk.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out that Psy is 42. Psy is not young, and he is 5'7".
So,
Psy, yeah, I've seen him dance though. I've seen him move.
Psy will his footwork will be absolutely immaculate.
So Larry Bird's got some reach. So I would say he would land maybe the first punch or two. And then once Psy kind of got, you know, inside that perimeter, he would end Larry Bird forever.
He would end him. Because Larry Bird would be trying to get into Psy's head with some of that old 1980s trash talk. Psy, where you going to bounce around like that the whole time? You damn jumping bean.
What's that you're supposed to be doing? What's that you're doing? It's like you're riding a horse or something.
What's that dance? I didn't watch your YouTube video. I'm not one of the 30 billion.
There's no hey sexy lady in this ring. Just these two fists of thunder.
Time to put you back in the stable, Psy.
Psy's winning with that one right there.
He calls him Psy. Okay. Moving on. Michael Redd versus Damn Daniel.
Okay. So did Damn Daniel get both about this, guys?
We talked about this on the stream. You can settle this. Andy, did you weigh in on this with Carl?
About who Damn Daniel is?
Who Damn Daniel is.
I forget. My thought is that Damn Daniel is the kid with the Vans. He's wearing
That's what them. It was the kid whose name is Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I say opposite of that?
No, Sean did.
This it was not okay. discussed in the stream. It was okay. I don't believe. It was discussed on a text thread.
In other contexts, I have been ganged up on by people who say that Damn Daniel, get this, the Damn Daniel is the guy with the camera.
Dave and Paul took my side in an infuriated conversation where we insisted that Damn Daniel is the inventor of the catchphrase Damn Daniel, who says Damn Daniel. One of my arguments was like that if you said like, who's that Hey Vern guy, you would be talking about Ernest and not Vern. That's true. And so yeah, it's just true enough to like to frustrate Ace. And I think I had some others as well.
So Michael Red is now, guess how old Michael Red is?
44.
He's only 41.
Oh.
6'6", 215. He's a, I mean, like, you know, these guys are huge. They're huge.
Mm-hmm. Daniel has probably put on his freshman 15 by now. Because I was, mm-hmm. What year was that video? 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah, probably 3 years ago now, yeah.
It looks like they're about 18 now. So, yeah, I think they're
18.
Just,
so he's
just
probably put on his freshman
college.
15. Mm-hmm. So that might make him 165 pounds. And he was a thin guy.
And he's hot.
But he didn't have no athleticism. I'm going Michael Red on this one.
I think Michael Red is absolutely going to beat the stuffing out of Dab Daniel.
I would take Michael Red if we're playing by your rules where Dab Daniel is the man named Daniel.
If it were Dab
Daniel. And not the creator of the catchphrase Dab Daniel.
You think he would be able to beat Michael Red?
I don't even think Michael Red would want to fight him because he would be so kind and encouraging.
Okay.
And he would be complimenting, like, I don't know what Michael Red is wearing in the ring, but I know that, you know, my damn Daniel would be complimenting him and gassing him up and making him feel good about it, and would have Michael Red kind of looking himself up and down going like, yeah, I guess these are really nice shorts. Like, they are super shiny. That's mm-hmm. Wow, I'm feeling really good. And at that point, Dab Daniel could strike.
You might have a point. If we're talking about the guy that was behind the camera, let's name him mm-hmm. Ernesto. If
it's confusing
Ernesto,
with the Ernest thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Ernest and Hey Vern, I went down to the Cerritos Auto Square this weekend with my buddy Chinadu. Anyway, it's just an aside.
They just have a similar relationship as Ernest and
The L.A. locals will know what I'm referring to with that. Well, I'll tell y'all. He used to do, in the 90s, before he died, he would always be like, hey, Vern, you want to go down to Cerritos Auto Square and pick you up a Dodge Stratus? He had like a bunch, it was a bunch of Ernest commercials for the Cerritos Auto Square. Anyway, you wouldn't know, we don't know what Ernesto looks like. So mm-hmm. he could be anywhere. Like, so Michael Red comes out, he gets in the ring. We're playing fine. Yeah. And then you just hear like, damn, Daniel. And you want, where was that?
Damn, Michael Red.
Damn, Michael Red.
Damn.
Back at it again with the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, and you don't know where it's coming from because you don't know mm-hmm. where this guy is because you've never seen him.
He never reveals himself. No, he's very sneaky. I mean, my other example I've remembered is that Hayes thinks that Hardcore Henry is all the guys that Hardcore Henry was punching.
So stupid. Just nonsense. As if
he
the
kept
title
going,
of the project.
I sat next to him for that movie and he kept leaning over and going like, that's Hardcore Henry. Hardcore Henry just got killed.
The implication
dude.
Then the name of any movie, the name of any movie is actually the name of the cameraman. For the movie.
In that case, it was.
Next fight. Jacob Sartorius and Lili Pons and Kermit Sipping Tea versus Darren Collison.
Sartorius.
Can I help anyone with who? Does everyone know who Jacob Sartorius and Lili Pons are?
No, but I know his last name is the name of the longest muscle in the human body.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Where
also
is it?
Also known as the Taylor muscle. So it articulates from the outside of your hip to it crosses your leg and goes to the inside of your knee.
Hmm.
And it's the Taylor muscle because, you know, tailors would cross their leg, they would sort of put their ankle on their knee, and it would engage that muscle where it would pull their hip and their inside of their leg across.
Oh, you're supposed to stretch that out. You're supposed to roll that out.
That's sartorius?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, a little hard to access it.
Jacob Sartorius is a singer. He was like a Music Ally star, TikTok star. He did like lip syncing videos. He's just like a little cutie pie. He dated Millie Bobby Brown for a little bit. His shoe size is 5.
She and Andy are just Phil? Friends.
Maybe still. It says his height is 5'8". He's 18. And like 5'8 is like sort of a normal height for an 18-year-old, but it says his current shoe size is 5.
5? At 5'8"? Did they bind his feet?
And so then Lily Pons was like a huge Vine star. Nobody was Lily Pons? I
don't remember. Oh, that was the one that got the Jack in the Box deal.
She got the
Jack in the Box. I've heard the name, but I just can't. A lot of times I can't picture these people. Then if I see them, I go, oh, right, yeah.
Lily Pons. I think she was living in that Hollywood and Vine building with your Logan Pauls, and like she's doing videos with King Batch.
Yes,
then.
Of course.
The Jack in the Box deal.
That building.
She got the Jack in the Box deal. Mm-hmm. And everyone, Kermit Sipping Tea, everyone knows Kermit Sipping Tea.
Kermit yes.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
none of my business. Building,
doing videos with King Batch.
But that's none of my business.
Darren Collison, 6 feet tall, only 33 years old.
Kermit, I think his biggest opponent, we got to go with Darren Collison in that one because. Mm. I would have gave Jacob Sartorius more love if I didn't know he wore a size 5. He's gonna fall over. He's got peg legs.
First of all, that tee is hot. Yeah. Kermit's gonna throw that right in Darren Collison's face. Darren Collison, very fast, could run around for a little while, but ultimately the three of them would be able to catch him. And pour scalding hot.
You
tea
also
on.
Have to remember this is very important. Everyone's forgetting Darren Collison. Left basketball to spread
be religious
the word of the Jehovah's Witnesses, a resolutely nonviolent religion. So he's standing there in the ring and he's saying, based on my faith, I'm not going to be able to participate in a violent act like this. And then Kermit's like,
yeah, he's like,
Kermit throws it on, but Kermit's a bitch though. Kermit's a hoe. He's gonna run.
Piping
he's
hot
gonna
tea
run away.
Here.
He's gonna run away like that. He's gonna do that. Kermit's not gonna fight.
Piping hot tea here.
And then Lily
suck some of that.
The others, they just go to work at that point.
Oh yeah.
And Darren Collison just like steadfastly. Absorbs just the suffering.
Mm-hmm. He continually turns the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they win.
Okay. It's kind of similar, figuring out how this would work. Zach Randolph versus BTS. All of them.
Zach Randolph would beat the shit out of him.
I would take Zach Randolph there.
I think so, too. I was thinking, like, you know, there's 7 of them. They're all between 23 and 27 years old. They're like super young. But there's a question if like anything, any single punch they could administer would be enough to like cause a problem for Zach Randolph, whereas like he could just like destroy them by accident.
Yeah.
Zach Randolph comes into he comes into the ring too early and like shakes the rope and they all fall over.
I think he could just be sort of a bowling ball. Like, I think he could tuck his gloves in and just...
Totally.
And just run around the ring, just bulldozing them.
Okay, and here's the last one. Michael Jordan versus...
Jordan. Oh, it's Jordan. Oh, Jordan. Yes.
No matter who I say, it's Jordan in a boxing match.
That's... yes. The will to win is what we're talking about here. No one has ever wanted it more.
This we can really like find out. We can get a lot of information on this one because this is Michael Jordan versus creator of Werewolf House, Andy Neese.
Oh no. Uh-oh. So this is one of the most famous internet personalities there is.
Fire. Andy Neese, 39 years old.
Boxing She's, in grace and gray scrubs.
Michael Jordan is 57, still, you know, 6'6". He was 216. He's probably like he's definitely like what do you think he is?
275.
Really? You think he's only put on
Yeah, he's not that, he's not okay. that big. It's just the big ass pants he'd be wearing.
Right. And he's not, you know, like, what would you do, Andy?
Yeah. He smokes 100 cigars a day, Michael Jordan.
He's been doing everything he can to lose this fight with you.
Eight bottles of wine, 100 cigars.
Years. He's been
only plays Bejeweled.
To lose this fight.
I feel like Andy tires himself out too fast because along with his gray scrubs that he's wearing, he's also wearing a gray mask. And even though they got COVID tested and got two negatives over the past 2 days and have been quarantining and have been in a boxing bubble, mm-hmm. Andy still doesn't trust that the virus is not airborne in the arena. And so he's mm-hmm. wearing his mask. And then Michael Jordan's
going to
get
fair, like, he's looking at Michael Jordan. He's like, this guy, he has COVID.
and Michael Jordan, you know, he's terrible at trash talk. And he's going to do some of the same Larry Bird shit. So Andy's going to be standing there. Andy's going to be say something nice like, hey, man, just wanted to have a good fight. He's going to be like, oh, man, tell it to the boys.
That would make you. I would start crying right there.
Tell it to the boys. They're not listening to you. You ever listen to the show? They don't listen to you, Andy.
Hey, yeah, Andy, why don't that's really mean, and I would feel bad.
Why don't you move your screen off take off the full screen, Andy?
Oh, no. So he's done his research.
He's destroying you.
It's like, Carl's not going to give you the file on time.
That is what he would. I do think if Michael Jordan were boxing Andy Neese, he would listen to a lot of episodes of Flagrant Ones to like see if he could get into Andy's head psychologically. Mm-hmm. Where would you like hit him?
I'd probably have to go for the stomach because that'd be a reach to get up to the head.
He'd throw up for sure. But like the fight's not like canceled just because Michael Jordan is like throwing up.
I think it depends on who gets hit first because it will not go past like two hits.
He'd go into the corner and then he'd be like during the little breaks between rounds, his trainer hands him an iPad and he watches a video of Andy like doing a Crypt Keeper song or something. And he's like, this is when it became personal for me.
I feel like this Crypt Keeper song is about me. And he looks at Andy and goes, you dirty son of a bitch. That's his trash talk.
There are going to be two hits, Andy. There's going to be you hitting Michael Jordan and the nurse hitting the keypad to the morgue. To access the morgue.
To put my info into the computer.
Yeah. The nurse at the morgue hitting the keyboard to enter Andy's information into the computer. Okay. We did it. We did all the fights. Now we can do the news. And now we cool down with Gray King News.
Okay.
It's pretty nice.
Do you remember the two hits joke from Workaholics, Hayes?
No. Tell me.
I really liked it. I did not write it. I don't think I was working there yet. But they're about to get in a fight. And I'm pretty sure it's Blake goes, hey, man, you want to fight me? There's going to be two hits. Me hitting you. And Kid Rock's Ba with the Ba playing in the background.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, I was looking at pictures of Zach Randolph.
Right?
He's just a
pain sponge.
Yeah, he's just like a brick wall. You could not.
You just could not disturb him.
Okay.
Couldn't jump. Didn't, I mean, like, but you don't need to do that in a boxing ring. You're not even supposed to. Oh, basketball starts at like
very soon.
Very soon.
Training camp started today.
Oh my God. This is amazing.
Yeah, Zubac's out there putting in work.
I don't like, I gotta say, I don't, you know, like this, the Ravens and like Steelers game getting postponed like that many times. I do, like, it will be sad for me when that starts happening in basketball.
Yep.
You know, and it's just like inevitable.
Because the bubble was so successful.
Yeah, it's just like it breaks this like incredible success streak, and it'll just be annoying to watch it happen. But you know,
the bubble was kind of plagued by injuries and not great play, and it was fine. Mm. It was a success story COVID wise,
right?
But
and so now anyway. They'll just get COVID, but now they will not get injured.
No, they won't get injured now. So we'll have a full season of missing games.
Right.
We'll have full season, full like fair season of missing games.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Christmas.
Yeah, Warriors. People have been talking about Mavs versus Lakers Christmas Day.
That's the big marquee matchup.
Who's going to be the Christmas Day musical artist this year? We've heard like it was Linkin Park in past years. It's been Mariah Carey, I think, like multiple times.
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X gets it this year.
He's got that holiday song out.
Mm-mm. What is it?
Holiday, Old Town Road. It's not bad actually. I forgot it, but I enjoyed it when I heard it the first time.
Take me down to the North Pole Road.
Gonna ride my reindeer. It's something about reindeers. Play a little snippet of it, Andy.
Let's see.
Andy?
Just play
you
one.
Got that ready to go?
Snippet.
Andy, you don't never have a song ready to go. Punch.
Oh, it's called Holiday.
Andy, you still ain't paying for YouTube?
No. I'll cut this ad out.
I'm still
Andy
thinking
is
about...
stealing YouTube from his neighbors.
I'm still thinking about Andy doing Larry Bird's Trash Talk to Psy. And, honestly, it's making me laugh like every five minutes.
It was exactly right.
Yeah.
It's exactly what Larry Bird would
say. That was perfect.
I mainly just know from his blue chips appearance.
His blue chips thing. Yeah, no, that's what I thought of immediately as well. I pictured him from Blue Chips sort of standing... next to that sort of dirt road.
All right, let's hear what Lil Nas X has for us this holiday season.
Hey, it's a holiday. I got hoes on hoes and they out of control, yo. Hey, it's another way. All my niggas on go and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes and I don't know why. I guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today. Hey,
I like this video. He's a toy.
Bottom on the low, but ain't top shit. Switch the genre on you, always do a rocket. I got the biggest damn song for the charts. I don't need them. They wanna know if I be last done. Bitch, even if I started flopping, that be fast.
That's enough.
Okay.
Just you can imagine Luca jamming to that, right?
He doesn't talk about like Santa Claus or that. Like he doesn't talk about Christmas stuff.
But it's a holiday.
Well, he said he's got hoes. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Santa says, you know, used to say ho 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 before we took control of the brand.
He's being neutral.
Okay, what are the safety protocols, Andy?
We have face masks required at all times, limited exceptions, and the exceptions are when you're on the court.
I've actually, in my experience, they're doing that a lot. That's like the thing I've seen them do, honestly, more than anything else.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And in off-court workouts. So that's like pretty much everything.
And, I'm looking at it, but they seem to be doing that a lot as well. And eating and drinking. And that's honestly...
That's a full day.
That must be a lot of the time in between. And then what's the last one?
Maintain physical distancing.
No. The same. The last exception.
Oh. In an enclosed office when no other individuals are present.
Okay. So like after the game when they go back to their respective offices. Okay.
So yeah, I mean it's all pretty the standard coronavirus stuff.
Apparently, the refs are going to be wiping down the balls with sanitized wipes. It's going to make the balls real sticky.
Mm-hmm. It says reduce shared and communal touch points. And so I guess, this is interesting. Everyone will get their own basketball.
But they have to give them to the ref first to wipe them down with a sanitizer.
They wipe it down, and so it gets all sticky. And the basketball has their name on it, and they're only allowed to touch that basketball, but they can do whatever they, as long as they follow the rules, they can do whatever they want with it.
And it gets, I know what people are saying, why would the ball get sticky? Here's why. We are back to a sanitizer shortage. So alcohol companies are making sanitizer, but they only have flavored vodkas to make them. So it's Ciroc Smirnoff, will have green cake. Apple sanitizer. Smirnoff, cotton candy, whipped cream.
Yeah, there's coconut caramel. Like a vodka, they're just dumping on the thing. Curry brand.
Steph Curry announces his own brand with Under Armour titled Curry Brand, and they will be making shoes and other athletic gear.
These are going to be must-cop for Laker fans. Think about it.
Yeah, these are a must-cop for Laker fans, for sure. Let's see.
Curry brand shoes?
Well, they don't exist yet. But
even so.
Curry brand. This is all. And Ken Bazemore is back there now. Ken Bazemore, the guy who is responsible for all this. All these dumb shoes. Ken Bazemore.
I was like, bro, you got to sign with Under
Armour. Nike's responsible for these shoes.
That
they fumbled the bag.
They did. But Ken Bazemore did this thing that worked where they would send him boxes. Under Armour would send Ken Bazemore boxes to the locker room, and he'd open them like in front of Steph Curry and be like, "Oh, what?
You kidding me?
What? Oh my
shoes?
God.
Oh,
new shoes. Cool.
Steph, are you seeing this? Oh, no. I'm going to send these back. I'm going to call them. I'm telling you, shouldn't send them.
Shoes. They're so comfortable.
Oh, no. Different color laces. Steph, I could change. I could put green laces on the brown shoes.
It looks
it's like a tree with leaves.
I don't know if it's like supposed to, but it looks just like the SC on his old Steph Curry shoes.
Oh, that's my initials. I should buy these.
It looks just like the Sports Center one too, though.
Oh wow, that's my initials. I should watch that show.
I did see Steph in some golf gear that was pretty solid. So if Curry Brand is going to have a little bit of that golf gear, I may check it out.
That guy wears the hell out of his golf stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen him on the golf course for sure. He sent me a video once for a pitch we were doing.
Yeah, no, it's very famous. Very famous story.
You know what? This may not be interesting, but I'm going to say it anyway. One day I showed up to the golf course here at Harding in Griffith Park.
Interesting so far.
And... I was with my buddy and the tee time right after us,
who's it gonna be?
Draymond Green.
Well, wow. And that is interesting.
He didn't show. Didn't show. We were standing there, and my buddy was like, "I heard you guys were supposed to be golfing with Draymond." And they were like, "Yeah, yeah, he was supposed to come, but he's not coming."
You know, I heard out on that course, he's more Draymond rough.
Okay. Oh. Andy Q, my love is like whoa by Maya.
Yeah, that's why he didn't show his face, huh?
And so the Warriors delayed a practice because two players got COVID.
Right.
Something I forgot is that a lot of the NBA is already immune to COVID.
I was just confused that it was only they're just pushing it from Sunday to Monday.
Will they get the vaccine early? I guess so.
Yeah,
they're all millionaires.
Frontline workers, sure. Okay. Next.
So we have a couple retirement.
Andy, does the vaccine hurt?
No, it feels great. You'll feel better than you've ever felt in your life.
Okay, yeah. No, you were saying, I just didn't know if like now we're 25 days in, if it was starting to have any side effects or be uncomfortable at all. But it's just gotten better and better. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
What happened in the news?
So I'm not sure how to. Andrew Bogut
yes.
And Joakim Noah. Are
Andrew
both...
Bogut retiring. Good night, bitch.
L.
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 Good night, bitch. Andrew Bogut will be retiring to research Pizzagate and prove that finally proved that Pizzagate is real. Awful, awful, awful man. Terrible.
Great to see all the tributes to the Pizzagate truther who broke the rules.
Yeah, famously dirty, like also just like a total asshole on the court. And I saw this like he was a Warrior through and through. Okay.
One of the best guys, a true leader.
Guy stinks. Joakim Noah. Bitch. That I mean, like,
good night, bitch.
Good night, bitch.
Yeah, a lot of really positive replies here.
Ugh.
L.
Bloody good day, bitch.
This guy says, "I hoped he would, once he retired, he would open a pub. I'll have one for Bogut tonight."
That guy was going to have one anyway.
Bruce Lavin?
You know what? Actually, now that since Andrew Bogut's retired, I think I think I'll have a drink tonight.
Well, he famously, every time he poured himself a drink, he'd go, "Hey, Bogut's retired somewhere, right?"
Andy Q, my love, is like, whoa. Just a little sting gun.
Yeah, I'll hit him with it.
Joakim Noah, that's a shame. He was cool, but he hasn't really been a productive player for.
He is cool. I read quite so many articles about his famous workouts.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if I ever read those articles.
Oh, he did like underwater workouts.
Wow.
Well, because Korver also started doing it, where it was like it's like something where you'd like run underwater with a medicine ball, and then like. He set some goal to like run across the floor of the entire ocean or something, you know, and did it in one off season. It's cool. I've watched some videos of him in like a pool running on the floor with a medicine ball.
The way he played is like my boxing strategy. If just a huge guy were able to just go psycho,
just go crazy
for an entire game.
Just go so crazy. Yep.
Okay. We already talked about the Miami Heat City Edition.
But everybody's
jerseys.
Very excited about them, and they do look cool, and the court looks cool.
They're so good at that stuff.
Yeah. And that they actually did do something new instead of the Lakers just doing the same jersey.
The Lakers?
The Clippers.
Sorry, the Clippers. The Clippers. Same jersey, just in black, which if you told me they had like a black version of it last year, I would have believed that. It's the same.
Listen, this is a must-cop for Laker fans. The court is a must-cop for Laker fans.
The Laker fans must-cop
The colors are so cool, and it's just like they're going like, we are Miami. This is the fucking Miami shit, and we're doing it. And that is cool. Like, damn, I like it.
Anything else? Any other news, Andy?
I wish I was like that instead of how I am.
Is that the end of the news?
I think that's it.
All right. Good day, bitch.
Bloody good day, bitch.